The band of the RAF regiment and organist Marcus Maurer accompanying the choirs and congregation gathered in Paderborn Cathedral at the annual Anglo-German carol service. The congregation was estimated to run to the thousands, and the Bishop of Paderborn's opening address stated that it's the second most well-attended gathering in the annual calendar. The service was led jointly by the priest from Abdinghofkirche and the garrison chaplain from Senlager, the Reverend Nick Adley. 9 Bible lessons were read by British and German community representatives, including this from the Deputy Head of Mission for the British Embassy Berlin, Kieran Drake.
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who be famous. When the angels have left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
The event is a hugely joint effort between the people of Paderborn and the British Army in Germany, which brought back happy memories for the new commander, who only took post in the same week.
So I'm Colonel Tom Jefford, and I've just become the commander of the NATO Support and Training Centre Germany here in Senlager. We just come back from the carol service at Paderborn Cathedral, which is an event I've been to before, and I've not been to it for about, I suppose, 10 years, and having seen it tonight, it's continued to grow in scale, and it is a most wonderful example of the close ties between our communities. The numbers of Germans in the crowd, as evidenced by their strength in the singing, just shows how close we are, I think, and it's a wonderful thing, and I hope it keeps going from strength to strength each year.
Thank you.
The band of the Royal Air Force Regiment, based at RAF Northolt, had travelled over to Germany for a week of performances, which has traditionally been a gig for British Army musicians. The tour concluded a hugely busy year for them, supporting VE Day 80 events, as well as public duties including the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace and the state visits of the German president at Windsor Castle. Before we hear a little more of their performances, led by Director of Music Flying Officer Michael Howley, let's hear from some of the talented band members.
Hi there, I'm Warrant Officer Jim Moss. I'm from the band of the Royal Air Force Regiment. I'm a bandmaster, so my job is normally conducting. So yesterday we did a pop-up concert in Paderborn at the Christmas market, so I conducted the band on that. But tonight we had the Director of Music, who's an officer, conducting the concert. So I went to the back of the band, because originally I'm a percussionist, so I was just at the back of the band hitting things.
I'm Corporal Alex Joyce. I'm actually principal horn of the band of the RAF Regiment, which means I play all the horn solos and the high bits.
And tonight,
yeah,
what a huge, magical performance.
Yeah, it was so special. It was really cool. I'm fortunate enough to have done quite a lot of these sort of things in Westminster Abbey, and that's a special occasion, you know, the Royal Carols, which we just did with the Princess of Wales there, and tonight was just tingles down your spine. It's just like being in Westminster Abbey. That cathedral there is the acoustics amazing, the organ sounds amazing, and when you get the band playing with the organ, those carols and the descants in the last verses, it's a special moment. It does really evoke the sort of pomp and circumstance that we're good at in the UK.
Thank you.
Little Town of Bethlehem, performed by the band of the RAF Regiment, Paderborn Cathedral Choirs, and a congregation of thousands who attended the 2025 Anglo-German Carol Service. The first to stand before that huge congregation to deliver one of nine lessons was WO2 Commander, whose family watched on with pride.
I'm Lord and I go to Attenborough School in the camp, and on Tuesday I read in the Christingle service and my dad read today.
I'm Melissa Commander, very proud of my husband today. He done the first reading, which was really amazing, and also very proud of my daughter Lourdes, who done a reading in the Christingle service, and we are loving it here in Germany for Christmas.
I'm Lola, I'm from Attenborough School Year 3, and I think my dad's reading was really good because he read fluently and I want to be just like him when I grow up.
I'm WO2 Commander, recently posted out to Sennelager in Germany. It's one of the things I'd braced myself to do it, but it's not something that I do in my daily life. You know, it's different. I stand in front of people and brief them up. I don't stand in front in a church and talk to people. You know, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor.
The congregation was, of course, really, really big. Did you expect to see so many people?
No, I've never been in a church that has got a congregation this well done to the German and the British community out here. That was amazing. And you could see even at the end of the service that people were left just listening to the music out here. That's amazing. Kudos to the RAF coming out here. They should come again next year.
Absolutely. Girls, did you have a favourite carol that we sang today?
Silent Night, because in school we learned it in German, so I could sing it in German.
You could do both the languages?
Yeah, and it was really cool.
Was that your favourite as well?
Well, basically, mine was Two Silent Night and Joy to the World, because I actually knew that before I came to Germany.
Thank you.
Joy to the World, performed by a trio of local choirs in Paderborn, with musical direction from Christian Nolden. In the spirit of spreading hope through the service and of unity between the British and German communities, two charities were selected to benefit from the Anglo-German Carol Service: the Association of Catholic Elderly Care Paderborn and ABF, the Soldiers Charity. For the newly elected mayor of Paderborn, Stefan Oliver Strata, it was a date in the diary not to be missed as an annual favourite.
It was lucky enough not the first time for me to visit the church and also the Christmas carol. I mean, it's always fascinating. It was fascinating to hear all the bilingual mass on one hand and also have the military music in the German cathedral, to see the atmosphere and to feel the atmosphere, and also to recognize how many people are willing to attend and motivated to sing with us. It's great.
While for the mayor it was an enjoyable reprisal attending the annual service, for others it was a first, including the representative of the Joint German-British Bridging Battalion 130, based in Minden.
Hello, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Hochmuth. I am the Chief of Staff of the German-British Amphibious Battalion in Minden. And I was today on the Advents concert here in Paderborn, and it was really, really nice. I enjoyed it very much.
What did you think of the Paderborn concert and representing the battalion at it?
Yeah, as I have to say, it was my first time here in Paderborn and also the first time in the cathedral, and it was really, really nice. Really, really big church, cathedral. And I hope so that my commander will send me next year also here.
As those in attendance did, we hope you've enjoyed these highlights of the Anglo-German Carol Service in Paderborn on BFBS The Forces Station. I'm Jade Calloway, and to conclude, I've chosen my personal favourite of the bilingual carols, with the lyrics originally in German. This is Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, or Silent Night.